And how did this shape your future activism? How did your experience with Frack Free Denton shape your future outlook on activism and how you go about being an activist?
A lot of ways. That's a really good question. this is good to kind of reflect with you. There's so many ways. I think it gave me a real appreciation for the diversity of perspectives that exist and the diversity of skill sets that are required to make collective action happen, right? I think I came into this thinking, I'm a pretty smart guy and I'll just share my ideas and everybody will rally around that, and it's not how it works. I remember when Tara Lynn said to me, she constantly would say, Adam, we're trying to get a movement going, not a lecture. And I would say, Tara, I don't know. All I do is lecture. So, you know, it was humbling because I realized I have one piece of a puzzle, but I have to, work in lockstep with other people. And we've got to constantly find the common ground we have that we're all going to stand on, because there's a lot of differences within Frack Free Denton, right? So that was a big lesson for me. How do you find those principles that everybody's going to stand on? And then how do you find your voice in that? And the ability to just shut up and let other people have their voice, right? And to say, you can do those things better than me, so I'm just going to cheer you on when you're doing that or whatever, right? That's been so mostly humbling about, again, because academia is really, at least in the humanities, it's like a solo performance. You write your own book, you write your own article, you teach your own class. And activism is not, right? It is a community effort. So that's, I think, what I'll carry with me.